This is a bread and butter question for steps one and two. Mandatory that you know this vignette going into the USMLE. So before we get started, subscribe to my channel. I really appreciate it. Hit the button in the bottom right. Hit the like button. Let's get this to all-time highs. Hit the bell if you want notifications. And find me on Instagram at @Mehlman_medical, @MehlmanMedical, and the link is down below. Now, let's start the fucking question. 8-year-old boy, rash on his legs for 7 days. He's afebrile. Physical exam shows an excoriated yellow crusted rash in the lower extremities. You need to know excoriated means the patient has been scratching. Excoriations are scratch marks. That's an important vocabulary word for USMLE. You'll see it quite a bit. Urine dipstick shows 2+ protein, 50 RBCs per high-powered field, 10 white blood cells per high-powered field. Question merely asks us, what is the diagnosis? So let's go through our answer choices backwards for the sake of it. Choice F, minimal change disease. Wrong fucking answer. And the reason this is wrong is because this is nephrotic syndrome. You are not going to have blood in the urine. 9 out of 10 vignettes will be pediatric following a viral infection. So you're going to have child, viral infection, periorbital edema, ascites, pedal edema. That's your textbook presentation. Vignettes need not give you a symptomatic viral infection. Okay? They can just say 8-year-old boy, periorbital edema, ascites, pedal edema, no other information. Answer, minimal change disease. That's 9 out of 10 vignettes. 1 out of 10 will be an adult who has Hodgkin lymphoma. Why we see minimal change disease in Hodgkin lymphoma? No fucking idea, okay? It just happens. So we treat with steroids. Light microscopy has normal findings. And we will see effacement of the podocytic foot processes on electron microscopy, okay? Choice E, interstitial nephropathy. This 9 out of 10 times, so it's wrong, 9 out of 10 times is going to be NSAIDs, beta-lactam, cephalosporins, followed by eosinophils, white blood cells in the urine. You can rarely get blood in the urine, okay? But you would still have the eosinophils, and it would be with NSAIDs, beta-lactam, cephalosporins. 50% of vignettes will give you a rash, okay? You need not have a rash, it's classic. If this is an allergic reaction of the kidney, okay? It's on the same spectrum, it's just an allergy. And 1 out of 10 vignettes will give you a post-renal obstruction. Choice D, IgA nephropathy, wrong answer. Now, this is where we get into important elements of distinction. If we have a child who has a sore throat, red urine 1 to 2 days later, answer, IgA nephropathy. Next scenario, child, sore throat, red urine 1 to 2 weeks later, PSGN, post-streptococcal glomerulonephritis. Super important distinction, that difference in time frame for USMLE, okay? Now, this is where some students get pedantic. I should point out, IgA nephropathy is viral infections, upper respiratory tract infection, okay? It's not strep, clearly. So upper respiratory tract infection followed by red urine 1 to 2 days later, or sometimes GI infection, okay? PSGN, we just said that that's going to be sore throat, strep pharyngitis, followed by red urine 1 to 2 weeks later. Now, this is where it gets interesting, okay? This is where we have some value, is PSGN can also be due to or secondary to skin infections. It can be cutaneous strep. So here, it appears we have non-bullous impetigo. These are school sores, okay? So impetigo, cellulitis, erysipelas, if we have potential cutaneous group A strep, strep pyogenes infection, red urine 1 to 2 weeks later, that's still PSGN, okay? Post type 3 hypersensitivity, immune complex deposition in the kidney. Really, really, really important, okay? USMLE loves cutaneous group A strep leading to PSGN. And the answer is acute glomerulonephritis. It's like, oh, wow, like they worded as acute glomerulonephritis. Weird, right? Not PSGN, but post-streptococcal glomerulonephritis. This is an acute glomerulonephritis. So Henoch-Scholien purpura, this one's tricky. And the reason I say that is because it's classically a tetrad of palpable purpura on the buttocks, thighs, can be on the trunk. So that's 1. 2 would be abdominal pain. 3 arthralgias. And 4 IgA nephropathy. And it's challenging because you need not have all 4 components of that tetrad. They can give you a kid who has a viral infection. They can say red urine 1 to 2 days later. You're like, well, that sounds like IgA nephropathy. They say there's violaceous lesions on the buttocks or thighs or in the trunk. And you're like, well, that's Henoch-Schönlein purpura. Okay, that's our diagnosis. They didn't give me the arthralgias and the abdominal pain in this particular setting. And so the presentations are multifarious, okay? But this is really high yield for pediatrics. Choice B, focal segmental glomerulosclerosis, will be the answer for nephrotic syndrome in sickle cell. I've talked about this in previous questions. Sickle cell plus dark urine, answer equals renal papillary necrosis. Sickle cell plus nephrotic syndrome, answer equals focal segmental glomerulosclerosis. FSGS will also be the answer if you have nephrotic syndrome in the setting of heroin use, so IV drug use, and also HIV, classically. There's other low-yield causes, such as interferon use, but they're not really worth your time. So, look, that's the consolidated explanation for this question, okay? We can do a more thorough discussion, but I know you want to see concise clips here. So, you know the deal. I'm going to make more content. If you like my stuff, subscribe to my channel, and I appreciate your time. That's it.